This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, hour number two off and running. We've got a big hour for you straight ahead. We've got some important things to do. We are going to revisit and recheck in with our friends at CSI because we have got some ladies to save, some children to save. Before the end of this year, we have an opportunity to free literal human slaves. We're going to try to do that this hour, and I hope that you will stick around. Rob Davis from CSI is going to be back. But it is the Ladies' Lounge, and it's very simple. The concept is very simple. Talk radio largely focuses programs to, listened by, managed by, produced by mostly men. And that is, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think it leaves out about half the conversation. So we're going to, this hour, step forward and enjoy some good conversation with Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. And a little bit later on, she has just torn up the charts recently. Lindsay L. is her name. You just heard her in the first hour. If you missed the first hour, go back and get it. Salem News Channel, you can watch. Salem News Channel, go to the Radio Night Live archives and watch it there. You can also get the audio podcast at any place you get Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live. It's super, super easy to find. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and very glad to welcome back, actually, to the Kevin McCullough microphone, one Sarah Westwood, who I'm not even remembering. I think she was maybe with the Examiner back in the day, but... Sarah, where did we meet? Who were you writing for when we first had you on before your jaunt at CNN?
I was at the Examiner. I took a break, but now I'm back.
Okay.
Thanks for having me again.
You got it. Well, I always was a very big fan of your reporting, and I don't know what happened at CNN. I didn't watch CNN a great deal, so I'm sorry to say I kind of lost track of you there during that time. But you're back at the Examiner now, and you're doing great work, as always. And one of the things that has caught my attention in the last couple of days is the degree to which politicians, particularly progressive left politicians, that have been very anti-law enforcement, very anti- getting tough on crime, etc., have been coming out of the woodwork to try to not be those people anymore. And you've reported a bit on this, and I'm just curious, what is your observation about this trend? Why are these proud to be against law enforcement candidates now all of a sudden tucked tail and running?
I think that progressive prosecutor movement that was really ascendant, you know, starting in 2016, Kim Fox in Chicago was one of the first prosecutors who was elected on that sort of platform and sort of reached its apex in 2018, has lost a lot of favor with the public because of the national crime spike. There's not really an appetite among even liberal voters anymore to experiment with the kinds of criminal justice reforms that progressive prosecutors were pushing. Because in a lot of the areas where those reforms were implemented over the past few years, you can see as a sort of direct result of those policies, an explosion of violence. And so people are seeing that and starting to reconsider the kinds of criminal justice reforms they want. So even some of the prosecutors who ran on those types of platforms before the violence of 2020 are starting to sort of temper their rhetoric to account for the fact that even those liberal voters are really concerned about public safety right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, in New York, we're going to have the best test case of this pretty much possible because Kathy Hochul is running on this idea that Lee Zeldin was a fan of the Dobbs decision, and so he's going to take every woman's right to abortion away, even though it's completely legal in New York. And in the meantime, Lee is running on this idea as a potential governor that he is going to fire Alvin Bragg, one of those prosecutors you were just talking about, and go back to supporting law enforcement and helping the NYPD, helping the mayor on things that he's not gotten any help from Democrats in the state assembly or state senate. And I think it's going to be a real opportunity for New Yorkers to kind of put this theory to rest as to whether or not they really want these crazy progressive, let's not punish people that do bad things kind of law enforcement ideas out there.
Yeah, I think Hochul is a great example of this sort of phenomenon that we're talking about, right? Even though she has supported policies that have, you know, ended cash bail and contributed significantly to the rise in crime, she has started talking a little bit tougher. She's not speaking in the language of progressive criminal justice reformers anymore. She has even been more openly critical of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, because he's so wildly unpopular. And Lee Zeldin, by the way, has a very good demonstration of the consequences of those liberal criminal justice policies, because he was attacked by someone who was out on the street within, you know, hours or days because of the bail policies that Kathy Hochul supports. So I think to the extent that Zeldin is overperforming expectations and polls in the New York governor race, it's because of that crime element.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And we're starting to see, I didn't necessarily buy into this blue dead cat bounce, I guess is what you'd call it, that Biden got from releasing some oil from the strategic reserves. But I think you're actually really starting to see the groundwork here in the final couple of weeks of the election of disciplined campaigning by candidates like Zeldin, even Carrie Lake in Arizona, Ron DeSantis in Florida, et cetera, at the gubernatorial level. But I think even in the Senate races, you're starting to see a groundswell of people saying, we don't want stupidity. Stacey Abrams has closed no gap on Governor Kemp in their race. But even in the Senate race, Herschel Walker did amazingly well against Reverend Warnock in that debate this last week. And I think when you've got people speaking just plain common sense, and saying we should lock up criminals and we should do the basic things like get gas prices down for good, maybe drill for our own energy, et cetera, et cetera. I think that voters are starting to kind of tune in. And I'm just curious, Sarah, from where you're at, and you're out crisscrossing the country. You're in Oregon today. Oregon may actually elect a Republican for governor. I mean, this is how far I think this red wave could possibly reach. What are your thoughts?
That's right. I mean, it's hard to believe that just a few weeks ago, headlines were being written about the GOP's momentum, you know, potentially being a mirage because of the strength that you're seeing in the polls right now of Republicans. I don't really buy that their momentum was ever breaking. I think there's a couple of factors at play here. One is that the average voter hasn't really tuned in to the midterms until the past few weeks, right? Early voting is starting. Republicans tend to keep their powder dry more than Democrats in terms of going up on the airwaves with commercials. So once those ad blitzes started and the Republicans really started investing in these races, you've seen the gaps start to widen because Republicans are really successfully defining their Democratic opponents by their association with the really unpopular elements of the Democratic agenda. Yet here in Oregon, Republicans have an opportunity to win the governor's race for the first time in 40 years, you know, because of some local factors. There's the third party candidate that's siphoning voters away from the Democratic candidate.
But a lot of it's crime. A lot of it is the riots that just never stopped, right?
Right. Those concerns about the quality of life under decades of unbroken Democratic leadership have started to override even the tribal partisanship that we see in places like Oregon. And the fact that Christine Drazen, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, has such momentum, I think speaks to how strong the red wave could potentially be.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that the margins are shifting so rapidly towards Republicans here in the final stretch of the race. Like, sure, it's still a 2 or 3 point race in places like Pennsylvania and places like Arizona, but the polls are all moving in the same direction. And I think that tells you what's likely to happen in November.
Correct. And I believe, too, that it is tremendous discipline on the trail. And, you know, to his credit, former President Trump did not get in the way of anybody. He endorsed who he needed to endorse, and he's kind of sat off to the side and let them do their thing. But he hasn't made the issue about him or his agenda or anything else. He's endorsed the candidates. He's given them his blessing, and they are out there fighting on the real issues that people care about. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be a very interesting next couple of weeks, because everybody thought, at least that's the way the media was playing it. Everybody thought that when Biden got the gas prices down, oh, 30 cents, you know, oh, 30 cents on a $5 gallon gas. He got it down 30 cents, that it was over and the Democrats were going to stay in power. And I think people are waking up, and I think they're focusing on the things that they truly care about. So anyway, Sarah, great job. And please come back. We can't wait to have you back again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got it. There she is, reporting live from Portland, or from the great state of Oregon. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, every year at this time, there is an opportunity for us to do something that I don't really think any other major radio talk or television talk platform has done, at least to my knowledge. And that is that we get to actually take human beings from slavery to freedom and give them an entirely brand new life. And we've been doing this for years. And because of you and your faithfulness, there has been an opportunity for us to see. I believe when my next guest was with me the last time, he confirmed this, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,800 to 3,000 lives that have been liberated through just our partnership together here with what we do with Christian Solidarity International. And you know I'm very passionate about it. I talk about it nearly every week. But I'm honored to have the CEO of all the U.S. operations of CSI back with us, Rob Davis. And Rob is one of those souls that endured Hurricane Ian and came out the other side, and he's all in one piece. And so, Rob, our thoughts and prayers are still with the people of South Florida, but thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. And, yeah, we made it through unscathed here in this household, but...
And you were able to help some of your neighbors and stuff, which I thought was just so typical of the CSI people, that you guys are always looking out for folks around you. So there's been a number of exciting things. Well, we started the year, just for those of you joining us for the first time, we started the year with a list of 192 people that we knew we could liberate in northern Sudan. And if you listen each week, you know what I'm talking about. But, Rob, for people that don't know and maybe just joining us for the first time, what is the situation of slavery between the Sudans?
Well, you know, and Kevin, feel free to jump in because I know you've got an extensive knowledge of all that I'm about to tell. But, you know, back in the 80s, there was a civil war. And part of the prize of war, if you would, is that the Muslims in the north were able to enslave largely Christians from the south. So, you know, there was a peace agreement that was reached. And the Christians in the South were taken to the North to be sex slaves, to be manual labor, whatever their Muslim and Arab master might want them to be. And that means in a lot of cases that some of these folks have been enslaved for about 30 years.
Wow.
And or at least, you know, a lot of in the high 20s.
Yeah.
And they actually have had children in that period of time. And so there are children who have been born into slavery during that period as well.
I was speaking with CSI's Grand Poobah, John Eibner, just a couple of weeks ago, and he said that at the height of the conflict, there were about 150, maybe 180,000 South Sudanese, mostly women slaves that had been taken north. And miraculously, through God's graciousness and the faithfulness of people like those watching and listening tonight, more than 100, and I think he said 40,000 over the last number of years have been liberated. And that means that there are still probably 35,000 to 40,000 that are unaccounted for. And then, of course, the children that you mentioned means that though we've done a great thing, we have not done all the thing. And the thing that needs to be done is to keep working until every last one is free. And the truth is, if you talk to the women that are coming out of slavery, that is their biggest concern as well. Once they have found freedom, their biggest concern is for the ones that are still left behind. But, Rob, the beautiful thing about the CSI program is that it is simple, it is relatively inexpensive, and it is permanent. Talk to me about the program that comes along with the Bag of Hope.
Yeah, I mean, it, like you said, it's very simple, easy to get your head around, and very tangible, if you will. There's a person that's enslaved. Most of them are enslaved by cattle farmers. And what CSI is able to do, and I know this sounds crazy to some people, especially when they hear it for the first time, but there's a bovine injection that we're able to supply these farmers with which prevent disease and keep their livestock alive, quite frankly, or literally. And for that, they'll release a slave. So they'll give us a life of a slave, and we then take them, and for the $250 it costs to free the slave, that covers obviously the injection I'm just talking about, and it covers other things like some food for them, like farming supplies so they can set up micro-enterprise, a goat, all of these things, that, you know, counseling that they get along the way. We get them plugged
sometimes
in.
Sometimes medical treatment.
Village. Yes, medical treatment. As a matter of fact, this most recent slave liberation we had, just as an example, since you bring that up, 130 of the 300 people that were enslaved that we were able to free contracted malaria. It's malaria season there.
Oh,
and
wow.
So 130 of those 300 were able to be seen by our nurses. So we were able to care for them in that way and provide medication for them. Basically that bag of hope and that $250 per life, if you will, frees them and sets them up so that we can re-enter them into their communities. We take them back to the villages that they were taken from initially. We work with partner churches and organizations in those communities and get them back up on their feet, get them the care that they need, and they're reunited in many cases with their families and friends, people who had been there, you know, years ago. And as you said, it's pretty simple. Obviously, there are a lot of moving pieces. Even the transportation back to the villages is a process. We can literally give someone their life back for $250.
It's crazy. It's a crazy cost-benefit return ratio, friends. And if you give tonight, I can just assure you that you are not going to, in even one second, regret having given someone their life back. It is an amazing thing. I don't say this for any type of human praise or anything like this, but during the pandemic, my children were in and around my broadcast efforts on a daily basis. They heard me advocating for CSI. They knew that I had given some monies to CSI in the past, but it really solidified in their mind our need as a family to, on a monthly basis, free a slave. So every month we take the $250, we pray that it will be useful and helpful, and then we give it joyfully, because I know that for every gift that we give, there's a life that ends up being liberated at the end of that. And it's been fun to see how our own family, our own little family of five, has helped rejuvenate and liberate 24 lives in the last couple of years that would literally die in captivity otherwise, as they are extremely abused and mistreated. Here's the number if you would like to join the efforts. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. When you call that number, it's going to take no more than 2 minutes to get on and off the line, 888-342-1010. And if you're one of these people that increasingly shuns the telephone and wants to do the online thing, we have a very catchy URL for you to remember and to give through. It's called bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. If you type that into any browser, bringherhome.org, you will be connected right away. And again, less than 2 minutes, you can give your gift and be off on to whatever you need to do beyond that. And if you're on any of my social media, you want to do it through there, you just click the link in the bio, and it's going to take you to my special page, and it's the top link right at the page, bringherhome.org. Free a slave, change a life, liberate them forever, and for the best reasons of all, they won't be persecuted, hounded, killed, tortured anymore. And if you don't think that's what happens, then keep listening, because we're going to tell some stories of some very real circumstances that they've been liberated from. And I don't do this to shock you. I just hope it will touch your heart to know that you can change it tonight. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. Bring her home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Xi Jinping on Sunday will preside over the most dramatic moment of the Communist Party's twice-a-decade Congress and name the members of its elite Politburo Standing Committee in China. With most Americans delaying or skipping new COVID-19 booster jabs, analysts and investors say far fewer will be given each year, pushing the number below annual flu vaccinations. Pfizer, meanwhile, expects to roughly quadruple the price of its vaccine to about $110 to $130 per dose after the U.S. purchase program expires, though insured people likely will keep getting it at no cost. And Twitter's general counsel told employees that the company had no plans for big layoffs after a Washington Post report said Elon Musk planned to get rid of nearly 75% of the staff if his bid to buy the social media firm is successful. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thankful to have you with us and thankful to be able to continue to tell you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International. 888-342-1010 is the number. I want to tell it to you from this perspective because, and I appreciate Rob being with us tonight, but I want to take just a couple of minutes to tell you personally why it's so important. When you have the opportunity to, I don't know, set aside some dollars to say, I want to make a difference in the world. I've seen nearly every opportunity that's out there, whether it's feeding people that are hungry or building homes for the for those that don't have them, or any number of other opportunities that that I believe in and that I've participated in. But I will tell you, the Slave Liberation Project that we have had the chance to partner with here has been something that's changed my life. When I first heard of CSI, I didn't know anything about
the fact that there were still human slaves in Sudan left over from the Civil War. I did not know that the nations of the world, when they solved that Civil War, did not address the plight of the slaves that were left behind. I did not know that there were women still being just graphically assaulted, wounded, tortured, sometimes killed, simply for just being of the wrong faith and of the wrong persuasion. And when I did find out those things and I heard what CSI did, I said, you know what, I've got to be part of this. And so I've been grateful to have the opportunity to tell you about them. But it's not just because I believe in them so much. It's also because we've participated as a family. And I want you to know that firsthand. I don't ask you to do anything on this show that we do not do in the McCullough household first. And for the last 2 years, we've had the opportunity to every month set aside enough money to liberate one human life. That means that over the past couple of years, there will have been 24 women liberated just from the efforts of my family and I alone. And I'm not asking everyone that's listening or watching tonight to match that. I'm not. But I do want to talk to those of you that have seen the good that's been done. You know about the work that we're doing, and you're still sitting on the sidelines. I want to talk to you right now because I've just been made aware that for the remainder of this hour, whatever dollar amount we raise, whatever, however many slaves we can liberate, we have got matching partners that are going to do the same thing. And we've got this up to about, I think, 10 or more. No, more than that. It's almost 15 slaves worth of matching potential. So will you help us in the next 30 minutes liberate as many as we can? We've got the people that are going to come alongside and give larger gifts. And going to match what we do. But here's what I'd like to start with. If you can do a one-time gift of $250, one slave will be liberated tonight. And as Rob was just explaining in the last segment, this starts a whole new life for them, where they've known only brutality and rape and having their body mutilated for horrific reasons. You've now got the opportunity to take that one person who's experienced all that pain and literally change their life. And right now you can do it to twice the good because someone else is going to come alongside and say, yeah, we're going to do it too. So I want you, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been hearing me, if you've been listening throughout the year and said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Well, you know, we do this around the fall and in the holidays because we want to give a Christmas present that is unlike any other Christmas present that they will receive in their life, which is a brand new life. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. You'll also qualify for the match if you go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. But go right now. Now, when we started tonight, we had 77 women that were still on the list that had not been liberated. We started out with 192 at the beginning of the year. But thanks to your generosity, we are down to 77. And let me just say this. There are people that have been freed this year because some of you gave just a few weeks ago. In fact, we can't tell you the specifics, but we are imminently about to do another liberation trip into northern Sudan, and the attempt is to try to bring home 300 slaves. I know that there are at least 77 that need our help, but if they can find more, that's the goal. So would you go right now and make the call? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or you can give online at bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. And when you give, be as generous as you can, because remember, tonight those efforts are going to be matched person for person, slave for slave, for whoever we liberate between now and the end of this hour. Kevin McCullough, so very thankful for each of you. Please make the call, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, or 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back, Kevin McCullough. I'm so glad to have you with us, and I'm so thankful that so many of you, dozens and dozens, hundreds over the last several years, join with us each year to give a holiday present, a gift for the rest of their life like they will never get. And who is the they? These former slaves that are being liberated in northern Sudan and being returned to their homeland in South Sudan with what's called a bag of hope that basically launches a whole new life. As Rob said in the last segment, there's food, there's seed for a coming season that they can plant and grow more food. There's utensils for fishing and cooking and planting. There's things to help protect them from the weather. And there, my favorite part, they get a little goat, and they get to a little she-goat, and they get to make more goats with that she-goat, and it gives them a little bit of income in the process of that. That's what you give when you give the simple gift of $250. And if you can't give it all in one fell swoop, you can break it up into two payments of $125 or five of 50 or whatever you need to do. But go to bringherhome.org to do that, bringherhome.org, or 888-342-1010. Rob Davis, the U.S. Operations Executive Director for CSI, is back. And Rob, you're always loaded with stories. And we just, it's important for people to know, 300 slaves were just liberated. I mean, they just, within the last few days, received their liberation. And so some of the stories and some of the things that we're going to be telling you about tonight, friends, some of you that gave earlier this year contributed to that. So thank you for making some of these stories possible. But give us a kind of a bird's eye glimpse of one of these lives that we've helped.
Yeah, and I should say, you know, for those of you who have not heard this before, these are a little tough to stomach sometimes. And they're very similar from story to story because a lot of the situations are very similar. The one that I have here to share with you, her name is Atok Balgang, 30 years old, and she was captured when she was a little child. So, as I mentioned last segment, Kevin, you know, this is somebody who's been enslaved for probably 24 to 27 years. We don't have an exact capture date, but we know she's 30 now and was captured as a young child. She was with her mother and father and siblings, and her parents were farmers. Her mother was in the forest collecting wild fruits and things for dinner, and Arabs attacked her village. They came and found her hiding in the woods. They came and found another couple of people who were hiding as well, and rounded them up. And two of her fellow captors were resistant, and so the soldiers just shot them dead right in front of her. Imagine seeing that as a 5 or 6 year old child.
Wow.
They were beaten and then shot, actually. The Arabs tied her hands with ropes and dragged her, even when she was tired, north to where they lived. She says that she was raped by 3 Arabs, but she was afraid to refuse because they would kill her. Once she was in northern Sudan, her Arab master had her taking care of the children of his 3 wives. And she continued to be sexually abused. She worked and washed clothes, cleaned the house. Her master also decided that she was going to undergo female genital mutilation. She was obviously in this situation, enslaved, sexually abused, mutilated, and nearly 25 or so years later, heard that there were Arab retrievers who were coming to free slaves. She was taken out of slavery by one of them, and she says that she thanks God that she was brought back to South Sudan. Many bad things had happened to me in slavery. They will never happen again. I am free. I am so thankful. And as you said, Kevin, she just fears for those who are still enslaved and hopes for their freedom.
Yeah. Well, that is such a powerful reminder. And some of you have written to me and asked, Kev, why do they do the genital mutilation? And to put it very simply, the Muslim masters believe that these women are inherently unclean. And as they are raping these women, they do not want to let that person receive any gratification or satisfaction. They don't want it to be an enjoyable process. So they literally cut out of their body their ability to ever enjoy sex. And this is, and it's done in crude ways, rusted instruments, tin can lids, other things. And oftentimes they're made to do it themselves. We were talking about medical care before. Some of the women have died from infection from these processes. So just imagine, If you even can fathom the pain, the sickness, the inability to heal, the problems that go along with this. And friends, if any of that touches you, just know that you have the ability to change all of it with a gift right now. 888-342-1010. Thank goodness a talk made it out. But there are, as we said, 30 to 40,000 more that are there. And on our list, we know that though so far of the 192 that we knew about, we've been able to help somewhere in the neighborhood of 120, 130, somewhere in there, which leaves another 60 to 70 that we still need desperately your help to get out. And this is even more important. We have another liberation possibility coming up in just a matter of days. So if you can give your gift tonight, that is one of the reasons why people will be helped and you can liberate them before the end of the year, because we will have had their bag of hope supplied. All those supplies will be set aside for them. The retriever will be able to retrieve them and a new life will begin, brand new. But it won't happen if we don't prepare that. So we need your gift to prepare that bag so that that person has everything they need when they are liberated. Here's the number, 888-342-1010. It's a toll-free number. A couple of minutes is all it takes to be on and off the phone. And then if you are increasingly amongst the people that are using the internet to do these types of things, and we recommend it, it's safe. CSI has a great web security program on the program. Go to Bring Her Home, because we're bringing those slaves home, we're bringing those women home to their family. bringherhome.org. bringherhome.org. And you can liberate someone who really didn't think that she was ever going to be liberated. And that's one of the things that blows my mind. These women have lived more or less in the worst state of PTSD or mental trauma or whatever you want to call it for the majority of their life. And yet when they are liberated, the amount of gratitude, the amount of concern for the others that are left behind, it is truly an inspiring thing to see the strength that these women have within them, even after so much abuse that they've endured. 888-342-1010, or go online to bringherhome.org. Those of you watching by TV, it's right there on the screen. Bringherhome.org. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this,
make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, to the New Music Spotlight stage, here's Lindsay L.
I think she hates how happy looks good on you. That is the music of Lindsay L., Canada's number one country artist right now, climbing all the charts in the U.S. to brand new heights, and glad to have her as part of the New Music Spotlight here at Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough for our entire crew from New York. That's our show for tonight. Missed any part of it, go watch it again.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.